The WKNJ Radio Theater takes pleasure in presenting at this time The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, by William Shakespeare.
Who's there?
Nay, answer me. Stand and unfold yourself.
Long live the king.
Bernardo?
He.
You come most carefully upon your hour.
'Tis now struck 12. Get thee to bed, Francisco.
For this relief, much thanks. 'Tis bitter cold and I am sick at heart.
Have you had quiet guard?
Not a mouse stirring.
Well, good night. If you meet Horatio and Marcellus, the rivals of my watch, bid them make haste.
I think I hear them. Stand ho! Who is there?
Friends to this ground.
And liegemen to the Dane.
Give you good night.
Oh, farewell, honest soldier. Who hath relieved you?
Bernardo hath my place. Give you good night.
Hola, Bernardo.
See, what, is Horatio there?
A piece of him.
Welcome, good Horatio. Welcome, good Marcellus.
What? Has this thing appeared again tonight?
I have seen nothing.
Horatio says 'tis but our fantasy, and will not let belief take hold of him, touching this dreaded sight twice seen of us. Therefore I have entreated him along with us to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes and speak to it.
'Twill not appear.
Sit down a while, and let us once again assail your ears, that are so fortified against our story. What we two nights have seen...
Well, sit we down and let us hear Bernardo speak of it.
Last night of all, when yon same star that westward from the pole had made his course to loom, this part of heaven, where it now burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then beating one...
Peace! Break thee off! Look, where it comes again!
In the same figure, like the king that's dead.
Thou art a scholar, speak to it, Horatio.
Looks it not like the king? Mark it, Horatio.
Most like it harrows me with fear and wonder.
It would be spoke to.
Question it, Horatio.
What art thou that usurpest this time of night, together with that fair and warlike form in which the majesty of buried Denmark did sometimes march? By heaven, I charge thee, speak!
It is offended.
See, it stalks away.
Stay! Speak! Speak, I charge thee, speak!
'Tis gone and will not answer.
How now, Horatio? You tremble and look pale. Is not that something more than fantasy? What you think on it?
Before my God, I might not disbelieve without the sensible and true avouch of mine own eyes.
Is it not like the king?
As thou art to thyself. Such was the very armor he had on when he, the ambitious Norway, combated. So frowned he once, when in an angry parley he smoted the sledded Polacks on the ice. 'Tis strange.
Thus twice before, and jump at this dead hour, with the martial stalk hath he gone by our watch.
In what particular thought to work I know not. But, in the gross and scope of mine opinion, this bodes some strange eruption to our state.
Good now, sit down and tell me, he that knows, why this same strict and most observant watch so nightly toils the subject of the land. And why such daily cast of brazen cannon and foreign mart for implements of war? Why such impress of shipwrights, whose sore task does not divide the Sunday from the week? What might be toward that this sweaty haste doth make the night joint laborer with the day? Who is it that can inform me?
That can I. At least the whisper goes so. Our last king, whose image even but now appeared to us, was, as you know, by fortune...